On April the 27th, I conducted a funeral service for a well-known singer in this area. His name was Jimmy Dee. That's D-E-E. His wife, who's a member of the church that I pastor, Tina, Ridge Memorial Baptist Church, gave me permission to put this sermon on the sermon audio. And I trust it's going to be a blessing to you. Her husband also was saved and a member of Ridge Memorial Baptist Church. 2 weeks ago, before he passed away, Jimmy told me, "I'm concerned for my family. I know that I'm saved. I know I'm going to heaven, but I'm concerned for my family. I'm concerned for my friends. I'm concerned for the musicians that I played music with. I want to see them in heaven one day." And after talking with him, I made him a promise that I would preach his funeral service like I preach at the church that I pastor. God honored his request. I did my best to preach as he wanted, and God gloriously saved, right after the service, over 50 people. And I want you to hear the message. I'm thankful for his wife, Tina, giving me permission to be able to put this on sermon audio so the radio listening audience can hear it. So God bless you as you get ready to hear this sermon entitled, "Just Who Was This Man?" Well, good. And I think about what I could title this message, "Just Who Was This Man?" Just who was this man? First of all, Tina and Jimmy have what I call a 45-year relationship. I could always tell that relationship was built on love. And he told me in private about 2 weeks ago how much he loved that little girl right there. He sure did. Yep. That's what he told me. Some things he talked about that I didn't let go out of that room, but that was one of the things he emphasized, how much he loved you, Tina. So your man is in heaven, but he loved you very much. Not only that, but he loved his children, his grandchildren. I mean, that's what I saw in talking to Jimmy the few times that I did. He was a man that loved his family, and that's a wonderful thing for me to be able to remind you. You don't ever have to forget that, because he loved you very, very much. But just who was this man? And I want to show you something here. Who was this man? A great musician? We know that. A loving husband? We know that. A loving father? We know that. A loving grandfather? Yes, we know that. But there's something some of you may not realize. He was a man that was ready for April the 22nd. He was a man in his life that did something that every man and every woman in here needs to make sure they do, to prepare to live forever. And he had accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior many, many years ago. Now, some of you may know that. Some of you may not, but he had accepted the Savior. So, just who was this man? Well, I've got several things I believe will help. And I knew him, and I can relate this to you. Number one, he was a saved man. He had accepted Christ, like I told you, as Savior. He was ready to die. Even though he was a musician, even though you heard this about his life, there's something that he did not leave out. This preparation, like I said, to live forever. And there was a time in his life, because I questioned him 2 weeks ago just to make sure. "Jimmy, if you die today, do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I'd go to heaven?" He said, "Absolutely." He told me this a long, long time ago, but I just wanted to make sure because I knew it was getting close. He was a saved man. But secondly, he was a forgiven man. Hang on now. He was not a perfect man. but neither am I, neither are you. He was a forgiven man. And you know how he got forgiven? Because he had received Christ, the one that died on the cross for his sins. And by accepting Jesus Christ as Savior, a man is forgiven. He forgives a man of all of his sins. He experienced what I call the grace of God. That means that God took Jimmy just like he was, a sinner saved by the grace of God. And by the way, don't feel bad about me saying sinner, because I'm one and so are you. There's not a man, there's not a woman in here that can stand up and say they haven't ever sinned. But that's why we accept Christ as Savior, just like Jimmy did. So that means that he was washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Christ shed his blood on that cross for Jimmy. And Jimmy had enough sense to find time in his life to realize he could not go to heaven living in sin without being forgiven. So what he did, he invited Christ into his heart and he prepared to live forever. Something else, he was a man that I had the privilege to baptize in water. So that's what happened when a man gets saved, then he's baptized in water. He doesn't have to be, but Jimmy wanted to be, and that's something very special to me and him. Now, watch what I'm going to tell you. 2 weeks ago, I don't want you to miss that, he said, "Brother Paul, I'm concerned." And he told me this privately. He ran everybody out of the room, and he says, you know, he might have already been out, but he wanted to make sure there was privacy. "I want to tell you something. I am concerned for my friends and for my family. I want to make sure they get a chance to go to heaven." That's what he said. He says, I want to make sure they're saved. A lot of them, I don't think, has ever had an experience for Jesus Christ. They say a lot of them are religious, but they've never truly, he says, been born again. And I couldn't get over that. So he said, "I want you to promise me something." I said, "What's that, Jimmy?" He said, "I want you, when you preach my funeral, to make sure you preach it straight. And you say everything that you can to give every man and every woman a chance to go to heaven like I'm going to get to go." So I made him a promise. I said, "All right, I promise you I'll preach your funeral service like I do when I preach at church." And I'm trying my best to keep that promise, because it's nice to see somebody that loves you that much. He loved his friends. He loved those he played music with. He loved his family. He loved all of them, but he was concerned. "I'm afraid I won't see them again, and I want to make sure that I do." I think that's a wonderful testimony right there. Let me tell you what happened about 6:15, if I close on that time, on April the 22nd of 2018. The Bible tells us over here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 8, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 8, "We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord." Now what happened here? Jimmy left his body. Now that's what the Bible calls it. Death is defined as absent from this body. The body that you have right now is you. Your soul lives in your body. Right now, that's part of you that will never die. It's that part of you that will either go to heaven or go to hell. It's one or the other. But absent from the body is death. But if you're born again, saved, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ like Jimmy, absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. You leave here, you go there. And that's the thing he wanted to make sure. Something else, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 1. "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle," the body's called a tabernacle, "were dissolved," if you could dissolve it, "we have," don't miss this now, "a building of God," talking about something you have in heaven, a body in heaven, "and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this house, this body, we groan, earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. So what happened? There was a body that God made for Jimmy, a house that's called not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Now what happened? The soul left Jimmy April the 22nd, and immediately he's got a brand new body. Young, youthful. I mean, he's not old. He's young. The Bible says we are like Christ when we get to heaven. We don't look like him, but our body is similar to the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you want to get an idea of what the age factor is in heaven, think about when Jesus died on a cross. He was about 33 and a half years old. So that gives you an idea of what age, even though there's no age in heaven, but if you want an idea of a healthy 33 and a half year old man, perfect, sinless, brand new body, that's equivalent to what Jimmy's age is now in heaven. He was 75, going to be 76. He's not that now. Don't you ever visualize somebody in their 70s, 80s, or 90s with wrinkles and age factors looking like that in heaven. Not so. The Bible says when he shall appear, we shall be like him. And we will have a body like the Lord Jesus Christ. What happened to Jimmy? He passed from death unto life. April the 22nd, Dina. Something happened in that room you couldn't see. And you know what I'm talking about. The 16th chapter of the book of Luke tells us that when Lazarus died, Lazarus was saved, that the angels came and literally took him into the presence of God. That tells me there's at least two angels that God sends to every Christian to help him get out of this place. And that's what I'm talking about. I couldn't see it. Well, I mean, I wasn't there, but she didn't see it. But she said she thought she felt it. And God has this thing worked out perfectly. I know there's at least two because it's plural. Luke 16, it might be more. I don't know. But thank God nobody dies alone. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you had enough sense to do that, if you haven't, what you waiting for, sir? Ma'am, because one day you're going to get a turn. One day you're going to die. And Jimmy says, I'm concerned. I'm concerned for my friends. I'm concerned for my family. I want to see them go to heaven also. That's why I'm preaching like this. I'm keeping my word. But he's a young man in heaven. His name was written down on the roll book of heaven. The Bible says when a man or a woman gets saved, your name is placed in the book of life. And I want you to know when God opens up that book, is your name there? Think about that. Is your name written in the book? It is if you've accepted Christ as Savior. He was not a deceived man. And here's the problem that was worrying him. Most people think you're saved by religion. Hang on now. Like I'm a Baptist. A lot of Baptists think they're going to go to heaven because they're a Baptist. That's not so. You don't go to heaven because you're a Baptist. You don't go to heaven because you're a Pentecostal. You don't go to heaven because you're a Catholic. You don't go to heaven because you're a Presbyterian. You don't go to heaven because you're a Lutheran. You're not saved by religion. And this bothers me, and it bothered Jimmy, that most of the time when you ask somebody, are you ready to die? Sure, I'm a Baptist. And I don't want to hear that. What I want somebody to tell me, there was a time in my life, like Jimmy Danos, that I accepted Jesus Christ. I realized I was a sinner. And that's the first thing. A man got to realize he's a sinner. And until a person realizes he's a sinner, look, I'm looking at you. They're not really many young people in here today. You know good and well you're a sinner. You can't live a very long life and not realize that. Proof of that, you probably thought something this week. You probably said a cuss word. I'm just trying to say everything comes out that proves that you and I include myself, I'm not one of those preachers put myself up there and you down here. I'm saved by the grace of God, not because I'm a preacher. I'm saved because there was a day that I accepted Jesus Christ like Jimmy Danos. He did the same thing. Now, he was not deceived. He knew it was not by religion. You're not saved by the church. You're not saved by being a good man. You're not saved by quitting your drinking, quitting your cussing, quitting your lying. You're not saved by paying your debts. I've had a lot of people tell me, yes, preacher, I'm a good man. I pay my debts. I treat my neighbor right. Certainly God would consider that for me to get to heaven. But the Bible says that we're saved by grace through faith, and that not of yourselves, not of works, lest any man should boast. Everybody ought to treat each other right. But you can treat everybody right and go to hell because you're not saved by what you do. You're not saved by being decent. You're not saved. You say, preacher, 6 months ago I quit drinking. I got it made. No, you'll quit drinking. That might make you act better. That's not going to get you to heaven. Amen? Y'all with me so far? Hey, don't get mad at me. I'm preaching like your friend. That's what he wanted. I gave him my word, all right? And I'm doing that today. Tina, I gave him my word. Remember? I did. But you're going to live someplace forever. You have part of you right now. Your soul right now lives in you. It's alive. That's you. Right now you can see through these eyes. That's you. That is your soul. That will live someplace forever. Now, you have to accept Jesus Christ as Savior in order to get to heaven. He said, I want my family. Brother Paul, I want my family. I want my friends also to be there. I'm afraid that they think it's by religion. I'm afraid they think it's some other way to get to heaven. He says, I'm worried about that. So I'm telling you how. Amen. Every man and every woman in here can get the same thing that Jimmy got. Jimmy D, you're saved. I made him that promise. You can prepare to live forever right here in this room. Because, watch it now, everybody gets a turn. You say, what do you mean? Everybody in here gets a turn to die. I don't know who's next in this room. Might be me. But as I look across this congregation, I call it. And I'm looking at the eyes of every person in here, and evidently Jimmy thought so highly of you. I'm just looking. I just looked at the man or woman, unless it's me, that's going to die next in here. Somebody is next. And it won't matter after you die. You have to make that decision before you pass away. I ask you again, was there a time in your life when you not joined the church, not got religion, not turned over a new leaf, not took the sacraments, not took the Lord's Supper, as Baptists call it? Those things are good, but they will not forgive you for your sins. It takes the man that died on the cross for your sins and for mine. I can't save you. My blood's sinful blood. My dad was a sinner. That's why you're a sinner. It's passed on down by the bloodline. But the Son of God, his Father was God, and that blood is perfect. That blood is sinless. That blood qualifies. That blood will take away every sin you've ever done in your life. You can have, watch it now, every sin you've ever done forgiven. You say, does Jesus love me that much? Absolutely. I don't care what you've done in your life. Every sin he died for. You say, preacher, I've done some terrible things in my life. If we're all honest in here, we all have. But I want you to know every sin can be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ if you accept him as Savior. You can be ready for your date with death. You can immediately go to heaven. I'm talking about if you're saved and you drop dead in one of those chairs, you'll be in heaven before you hit the floor. Or you'll be in hell before you hit the floor. It all depends on what you do with Jesus Christ. You say, I'm going to heaven because I've got my religion. I don't want to hear that. I'm not here to make you a Baptist. I'm not talking religion. I'm talking Jesus Christ. And he is the answer. He is the way. Jesus said, watch it now, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, John 14:6. He said in the book of John chapter 10, verse 9 and so forth. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. There's only one way to get to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ, the blood of Christ. You can have a brand new body one day like Jimmy. Don't fool yourself. He's a youthful, brand new body man in heaven, Tina. He's not suffering anymore. Some people think that when you die, you go to sleep. Crazy as it can be. Absent from the body to be present with the Lord. That don't sound like snoring. That sounds like living. Amen. And one day you're going to die, and you want to make sure you live. And like I said, somebody's next. And if you died right now, do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you'll go to heaven? Now, if you can say yes, then I ask you the second question. What are you basing it on? If you can take me back, take yourself back, if it's 20 years ago, 5 years ago, when you realize you are a sinner and you invited Jesus Christ into your heart, that's what I want you to say. Don't take me back to your church. Don't take me back to your baptism. Don't take me back to your sacraments. Don't take me back to your Lord's Supper. Don't take me back that you quit doing certain sins. Take me back to the place, like Jimmy did, where he got saved. And he realized he was a sinner. And that's important. First thing, you got to realize you're a sinner. Secondly, you got to realize your need for Jesus Christ. And if you accept Christ into your heart, you can be saved right now where you're sitting. Brother Paul, I'm concerned about my friends. I want them to go to heaven too. I know I'm going there. I'm concerned for my family. Please help them. I give you my word, Jimmy. But I can't make you. I can't make you get saved. I did what Jimmy said. I'm going to give you a chance, though, to be saved here. And this is going to be very simple. If you want to be, now if you're already saved, then you pray that those that are not saved will get saved. But if you are not saved, you're going to get your chance right now. If you really want it. You say, preacher, but my religion, forget religion. I want you to trust Christ as your Savior. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm going to show you how to be saved. This is his wish, so you're going to get your chance. What if you're next? First of all, as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, and I promise you I will not embarrass you. I ask you the first thing. Do you realize you're a sinner? Secondly, was there a time in your life when you truly, by faith, invited Jesus Christ into your heart as your Savior? Or are you taking me back to a church membership or something? You say, preacher, I can do that. Well, thank God. That's the difference. You say, preacher, I've never done that. If I died in my chair and I'm afraid I'd go to hell, I want to go to heaven like Jimmy. I want to be saved. Well, I'm going to lead you in what we call the sinner's prayer. And if you say this, you don't have to say it out loud. You say it to God privately in your heart. I'll tell you what to say. And if you mean it, you'll get saved right now. Now, if you're not interested, I can't force you. But if you are, here we go. Are you ready to pray? If you want to get saved, pray this prayer. I realize that I'm a sinner, that I need to be saved. I believe Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins, and that he was buried, and he rose again the third day. The best that I know how, I invite Christ into my heart. This date, I invite him as my Savior. And I'm trusting you, Jesus Christ, to forgive me for my sins and to take me also to heaven when it's my turn to die. The best that I know how, Jesus, I'm accepting you as my Savior today. Take me to heaven when I die. And Lord, I'll do my best to live for you. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Not nobody looking. Not yet. Every head bowed. I'm going to ask you a very personal question. And I'm not going to embarrass you, but if you just said that prayer and you really meant it, and you feel now that if you died, you got it ready, that you'll go to heaven, I want you to look at me right now. I see people everywhere in here. Yes, all over this building. Father, boy, did Jimmy get his wish. Boy, I can feel cold chills going down my spine. I'm so happy, Father, for these men and women that made this decision to live forever. Thank you, Father. I pray, Father, they'll find them a good church. They may have one already. But if they don't, to find one to get in there and start worshiping you and living for you. And, of course, they're always welcome at Ridge Memorial Baptist Church here in Slidell. But I'm not pushing my church. I want to push Jesus. So, Father, thank you for all these souls that have been saved today. And we'll give you all the glory. Bless Tina now and family. Give them strength. May she rejoice as a wife that her husband got his wish. He got what he wanted. But bless her now. Fill that void, Father, that she's going to feel for a while with your love. Bless her, his children. Fill that void, Father, that they feel for the loss of a dad. Our grandfather, our great-grandfather, Father, I pray right now you'll give them all strength. Because I know, Father, this loneliness right now that only you can fill. Help them to be reminded that he's not dead, but he's living. And thank you, Father, for all you've done today and the lives that have been changed. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.